There are times in the life of everyone when events occur, internal or external, that are not in one's own control, that may not be predictable, and that a solution, if a solution is needed, to a problem that arises is not available. And so people, for many, many reasons, including the reason of just needing to grow up, needing to mature through the stages of childhood and adolescence into young adulthood, feel that life is not in their control, and it isn't. What is less easy to assimilate as a truth is that life is never in one's control. It just seems to be because the ego desires it to be. It seems to be that one should be able to manage things, plan things, organize things. But the fluidity of life is never in one's control, no matter how good a manager one is. It just isn't. And that's because there's a spiritual underpinning of life that is always paramount in how events play themselves out. The physical self may not acknowledge this or may not know this, but the spiritual self is always orchestrating from the level of the soul what are the themes and the significant events and the timing of those significant events that need to occur in life. And it's not the conscious self that's doing that. It's a deeper part of the self that has, in its joining with God prior to taking birth, determined what this lifetime was going to be about. So it is not possible to control life. And the illusion of that occurs more strongly when a person is in fear, fear of surrender, fear of helplessness. So let me speak a little about helplessness and the absence of fear. The absence of fear in relation to helplessness when one, it exists when one holds it in God. And holding it in God means that even though you or I or someone as a conscious being cannot do something about a particular circumstance, the idea on a deep level of knowing is held that the thing that's creating the helplessness is purposeful, is good, and is being held in a larger consciousness than one's conscious mind can presently perceive. That adherence to knowing that what you don't know, God does know, is part of the direct and immediate perception of the human being's relationship to the source of life. The ego, which grew out of human experience on the physical plane over millennia, the ego substituted itself for that direct perception of conscious relationship with source and began to try to manage things through the mind. And so the mind became overactive in many people and in many cases because fear developed that helplessness was not held in God, that there was nothing else holding one's helplessness except one's own capacity to deal with it. And so dealing with it through mental control became the substitute for dealing with it through trusting that God is holding all. The belief and the deep knowing which is beyond the mind that God is holding all is what got lost for many people over millennia of experience of embeddedness in the physical dimension. Because in the physical dimension, the separation between what you could see and touch and know and prove and evaluate and measure through your physical senses became more separated just because the sensory apparatus became the way of identifying with life. Here I am now and I'm doing this, and this is what my body feels, and this is what's happening with other physical aspects of my environment. All of that became an identity. And so trust in the source to deal with helplessness began to disappear into the background because that source felt invisible, not visible, invisible. But in principle, helplessness and fear do not need to go together. Helplessness means, in one's present state of consciousness, and that includes physical consciousness, or it would include physical symptoms or physical conditions or illnesses, as well as mental preoccupations where it seems that you are thinking about things that you don't want to be thinking about, as well as events that occur that you in your conscious mind do not want to have happening. So there are multiple levels of where you can feel helpless. You can feel helpless in your physical body to have things happen that you wish weren't happening because they're painful. And you can feel helpless in your mind to have thoughts occurring that you don't want to have occurring, but they're there anyway. And you can feel helpless in relation to the events in life that impinge themselves on you, that you don't know why, but there they are and you have to deal with them. So helplessness is a fundamental part of human experience, but fear has gotten connected with it because of the separation from trust in the source of life and the sense of embeddedness. That's an important word, embeddedness in the physical dimension of reality, embeddedness in the physical, tactile touch, vision, sound, all the things we identify with the physical, substituted for embeddedness in God. Picture that. You have that immersion in the physical reality, and if you think how strong that is, then you can project, hypothetically, that embeddedness could be in God instead of in physical reality. And that's what human beings are meant to have. To have that sense of being given what has been by many spiritual teachers and observers, to be active in the playground of life. The playground, which to many people does not feel like a playground, but I'm using the word playground because it's been used in spiritual texts often. You feel that you've been given this gift of being here in the playground of life, where so many rich experiences are possible. But if you are afraid of helplessness, then your capacity to absorb what's good and what's not good, well, there it is. There becomes a duality, and only certain experiences within life seem acceptable, and the others need to be rejected. That phenomenon of splitting into those things that can be accepted and those things that need to be rejected because they convey a feeling of helplessness, that duality comes from one thing alone, fear created by the loss of direct connection with the source of life. That is the only thing that creates that duality. And in principle, to the extent that that duality vanishes through the regaining of light and connection with source, then helplessness doesn't have to be feared any more than anything else. It's just a phenomenon of waiting for something to show itself in terms of where things need to go. If fear is not present, then you're just in a state of unknowing and waiting without fear about what does this mean, and I don't have to know the answer to this. It's an unfolding process of knowing. I can wait and assume that God is holding this and that what the meaning or the particular unfoldment of this helplessness will reveal itself. Can you picture how different the world would be if this were true? Everything is based on that, including the difficulties that occur between nations, including the conflicts we see in the world today. Because if the fear of helplessness were not present, then people would not have to bear arms. They would not have to fight. It's the fear of helplessness and being taken over by something beyond one's control that activates the need for self-defense, including all of the various military options that we've seen historically and present day. That fear doesn't allow any space for unfolding. It doesn't allow any space to find out how to deal with something or what its meaning is, because the reaction of fear to helplessness is too strong. And that reaction comes no matter what your religion is, no matter what part of the world you're living in, no matter what your belief statements may be. that reaction comes from one thing, just fear based on separation from the source. And you can be Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu, Christian, Jewish, anything, and you can still be living with fear that the source is not sufficient and the embeddedness in the source is not sufficient. So the phrase that I offer to you about giving helplessness to God, that's the phrase that can be used to release control to God, release control to God, and to try to separate from the fear of helplessness, knowing that it's, first of all, inevitable, secondly, it's purposeful, and thirdly, it's calling to you. Your helplessness is calling to you as a spiritual path to find a deeper relationship with God. It's not just there by accident. It's asking you to look within yourself to redefine your relationship to the source of life and to not assume that the helplessness requires your assuming greater control of life. Of course, your own conscious mind and your own fear state would say, well, I don't like this, I want to manage it in whatever way to make it go away. That's habitual. That's the fear that you as a human being and humanity as a whole have carried for millennia. It's habitual. But it's not true that helplessness has to be feared if it's given to God. It's not true. It's a habit, not a necessity. Just imagine where this would go. What the changes would be in life if people actually could feel the embeddedness in source instead of the embeddedness in physical reality. It would be a different world. And that's the direction that the world is going in. Not visibly yet, because the darkness is still presenting itself as the superior choice in many cases, where the need for defense, and not only defense, but the need to eradicate that which would seem to threaten, seems very strong, and is very strong in many people today. But that's not the direction that human beings are meant to go in. And so I am suggesting to you, wherever you are in your own consciousness, in relation to the balance of fear and not fear, that you consider just the phrase giving helplessness to God and trying in that consciousness to experience it as an unfoldment of something rather than as something that has to be immediately gotten rid of. And for some people, those who have taken on a particular path of service that requires helplessness, and that can be many kinds. It can be that a person has taken on a path of mental limitation, of disability, physical limitation, in order to embody certain soul qualities that become strengthened in the presence of those kinds of limitations, physical disabilities. So there could be helplessness that's related to not being able to, let's say, mature intellectually, but to stay at a lower age level developmentally. That's helplessness. But that helplessness can be and often is held in God. Similarly with physical conditions that people experience. So wherever you are with this, consider that helplessness can be held with God and not separate from God. And that if one can do that, there is an unfoldment that takes place that can reveal to you why your helplessness is there, what its purpose is, and in that unfoldment can come a deepening connection, a deepening experience of your own relationship with the source of life. May all beings be blessed with the understanding that though they may experience themselves as having gone far away from that source, they are really close and have never left. May all beings experience the innocence and trust that is the way home. Thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.